My mother, Amy, was the one who really acted as her caretaker and was in contact with all of the doctors and all those appointments, and it was really the firsthand account of her decline. And we watched her be put on 18 different medications and watched those interactions, and she actually passed away because of those interactions between the 18 medications. And during her decline, a doctor had recommended we use medical marijuana, and she wasn't actually open to that idea because it was illegal. And so my mother and I started watching the industry, and as the bill was being discussed in Albany, we started paying more attention, thinking that we might get involved if it passed, and then as soon as it did, we were full steam ahead preparing an application to make sure that we could get one of the licenses.
What is your background? What do you bring to this industry?
Well, my real passion for this industry comes from my own experience, where I had a hip surgery that failed, and I could not walk for almost 2 years. And I have a lot of chronic pain and atrophy, and so I know what it's like to suffer from a lot of pain, and the only thing that I could be prescribed was Adderall and Percocet, and I'm actually allergic to those. And so there was almost no option for me for a while, and I've learned to just have to cope with that. And so I had a strong biology background, and sort of alternative therapy focus was something that I wanted to go into. And my sister is a horticultural therapist. And so the three of us made a really great team going forward into this industry.
You were awarded the license last week, one of the licenses for the production and dispensary part of this industry. What happens now? What is Etain doing now?
Right now, we are trying to get all of our operations going, all of our construction, to make sure that we can meet the state's deadlines of 6 months to get products on the shelves. We actually start construction today on our cultivation and manufacturing facility, and really that's our primary focus, to make sure that we get plants in the ground and product on the shelves.
What about the dispensaries? How is that going to be set up?
A dispensary is like a doctor's office and a pharmacy, but with a lot of security. It's somewhere where you want patients to be able to go and they don't feel like they're doing something illegal. And they want to make sure that they feel safe when they're getting this medicine. They have to have their New York State registration card, as well as a recommendation from a doctor that's taken a four-hour course. The course is not online yet. We expect that sometime in October, but I'm not really sure. And so they'll come with both of those, and we will actually not let them through the front door if they really don't have those. And they'll meet with somebody at our dispensary who will then give them the proper medication.
What is the reaction from your neighbors? Marijuana still brings a lot of societal baggage with it. What do your neighbors think of this?
I think we've been really blessed, and we're really grateful for actually all of the support we've gotten. In Warren County, where we actually plan to put our cultivation facility, we have full endorsement from the Town Board of Chester, as well as unanimous support from the County Board of Supervisors. They all showed up at an event yesterday, including Senator Betty Little, who has given us her support. And every location that we actually plan to put either our manufacturing or dispensary operations, we've had local support and written endorsement from them.
Is this an economic boost for the region? Are you hiring right now?
We will be hiring right now. It's construction, and that is taken care of. But we do plan to put a job application up sometime in the next month to hire for other different jobs at the manufacturing facility and then eventually for the dispensaries.
What types of backgrounds will you be looking for those positions?
Well, what's really great about this whole industry is you can have a wide variety of different backgrounds, and we'll be hiring for a wide variety of positions. So labor is one, cultivation labor, or just packaging, extraction experts, people that know manufacturing, quality assurance, chemists. Each dispensary has to be staffed with a New York State licensed pharmacist. So there's a wide variety of jobs that we'll need.